price of oil has risen in the wake of recent attacks between the two countries. Paul Deleuze, Director of the Energy Transition Institute at Aberdeen's Robert Gordon University. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Why does a conflict in this region have such an impact on the price of oil?
Yeah, it's a really important region for particularly oil production and gas production. And the real worry is that the attack is now also happening on energy infrastructure, and people worrying that this might actually escalate and potentially could shut down the Strait of Hormuz. And that's a really important global energy corridor, because 20% of the world's oil goes to that on a daily basis, and 1/3 of all the liquefied natural gas goes to there. So if that for some reason is disrupted, it has a major impact on energy supply to the world, and that's the real worry for people.
Yeah, this is the Strait of Hormuz, just in case people missed that there. And there is a suggestion potentially that could be closed, and the impact that could have. We have seen the price of oil rising since these attacks have taken place at the start of the weekend. Is it likely to rise further? And what kind of figures are we talking about here?
Yeah, so it went up from kind of the mid $60 a barrel to just over $74 a barrel. Just dropped back a little bit. It depends what happens to the conflict. If it escalates and we see more countries being pulled in, or we see absolutely kind of facilities stopping, or we see the Strait of Hormuz being closed down, then you're going to see more tension in the area, and we see potentially prices rising quite dramatically. Hopefully that's not going to happen, because again, it is so important that the oil keeps on flowing, particularly for world economies, and large customers like India and China are very reliant on that oil to come to them. So I think they will put a lot of pressure on the regime in Iran to make sure the oil continues to flow.
When are people likely to see an impact when they're filling up their car, for instance?
Yeah, I think the impact will be relatively quickly, because two things is happening. One is oil prices have gone up already, and you see that kind of featuring in the forecourt very soon. But we also see gas prices going up. And because of the area is such an important region for gas production and global liquefied natural gas. So gas prices are already rising quite significantly. And again, that will over time, and if that continues, appear in our bills as well.
And could it potentially then affect energy costs?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it depends how long the conflict lasts. So at the moment, is only, of course, we are a couple of days into this whole conflict. If we see this escalating or lasting for a longer period of time, we'll see these prices be in vessels for a longer period, and it will then no doubt feature in all our costs, be it what we pay for our transport or heating or anything else we do.
And is there a potential, though, just looking for little chinks of light here, that other oil producers might then increase their output and excuse the clunky turn of phrase, but kind of almost fill the gap there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Iran itself, which is Iran represents just over 3% of the world's oil production, and this is sanctioned, is actually the main export is really going to China. So other players can step up, but only if we can get the oil and gas out of the region. So if they again rely on the export routes and the export routes get closed, that's the big issue. So yes, there is additional production in the world. Yes, we can see kind of changes of flow of where the oil comes from and oil is going, as long as we can get it out of the region. And that's going to be a big focus area for the big players, to make sure we keep the energy corridor open.
Okay, really interesting to talk to you. Thank you. That's Paul Deleuze, Director of the Energy Transition Institute at Aberdeen's Robert Gordon University. Time now.